Welcome, everybody. This is Karen Lanou from AttractMoreNow.com, and I am so excited because today we are hosting Pamela Bruner, and Pamela has got a wonderful story that she's going to share with us today and some great information, and I'll just tell you a little bit about Pamela, but first I'll just say hi, Pamela.
Hi, Karen. I'm so happy to be here. This is going to be great.
Yay. It'll be fun. So Pamela Bruner is a business success coach, author, speaker, and EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Technique, expert specializing in working with conscious entrepreneurs to build 6- and 7-figure businesses by removing their fears and blocks around marketing and sales. She is co-author of EFT and Beyond, Cutting Edge Techniques for Personal Transformation, and is currently, this is really exciting, co-authoring a book on EFT and success with Jack Canfield, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Yoo-hoo! Yeah. And what I really love about Pamela is, you know, just the, we've done a little bit of work together, and her story is so amazing, and I think it's a story that has happened for a lot, or the beginning part of your story is something where a lot of people are kind of stuck at, where, you know, you're in your business and not doing so well, or the money's not coming in, but you broke through that, and I just love this story. So, Pamela, welcome. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you, Karen, and I really appreciate you hosting me on this call, and very eager to help the people on this call who may be struggling with marketing in a way that I did. So you're right. You know, I love sharing my story because I love showing people what's possible.
Yeah.
So I trained as a coach and EFT practitioner, and I couldn't get anything off the ground. I had a business as a professional musician, and I was doing, you know, okay, and then, in fact, I made 6 figures as a professional musician, which is kind of unusual, but I could not market myself as a coach. And, you know, I was one of those people who said, I get great results with my clients, you know, all three of them. And so that went on literally for 4 years. And what I kept hearing was, well, you know, you're just going to hate marketing. I mean, of course you're going to hate it, and that's what you just have to do to build your business. And I thought, okay, this doesn't make any sense to me. I'm a coach. I'm trying to help people live in integrity, live authentically with their values, and I'm supposed to do something I hate every single day in order to do something I love. This is a huge disconnect for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew something had to change. And about 2 years ago, I had, you know, that the straw broke the camel's back. And rather than backing off marketing, I plunged into it. It was like, hold your nose, go in the deep end.
Yeah.
And I went to a marketing boot camp, and I hired a marketing coach. And what I found was there was a way to revision marketing so that it was in alignment with transformational entrepreneurs. That's my name for people who want to transform others' lives and the world with what they do. Coaches, healers, artists, authors, you know, people who have something really important to share, people who have a product or service that makes a difference. And there is a particular way to market and a particular type of marketing for them that's super effective and super authentic and feels good. It feels really good, and it brings you all the clients and the money you want. And then I used all my tools and techniques, namely EFT, to get rid of all these marketing fears I had. And in the last 2 years, I've made almost $500,000.
Yeah, that's great.
So
yay.
I want to help. Yeah. I want to help other people do that, and I am. I mean, my clients, I was just on a client call today with my mastermind, and people are like, I just booked a $12,000 project. And another one was like, I just got a new $2,000 check from a new client yesterday. And, you know, I love seeing this come in. So it's great that I've managed to create this abundance for myself, and I feel very blessed, and I want to create it for the people that I touch. So hopefully I can share that with you on the call today. That's what we're here for, so that you can take these ideas and move forward.
Fabulous. So tell us what you've got in store for us today.
Well, this call is really perfect for if you know the power of EFT tapping, or
mm-hmm.
or you're at least open to it, and I know you are,
mm-hmm.
And if you are one of these transformational entrepreneurs I talked about, if you want to make more money but something is holding you back, you know, if someone asks you what you do and you sort of get that deer in the headlights look, like, oh, I don't know what to say. Or if you start talking to them about what you do and they get the deer in the headlights, that happens all the time. Or if you're uncomfortable selling or marketing yourself, then you're in exactly the right place. So I want to tell you right up front, you know, Karen and I agreed that this would be a 75-minute call so that we could give you as much content as we possibly could. So sort of sit back, take a deep breath, pace yourself, because what we're going to go over, we've got a very full 75 minutes, is we're going to look at what it means to have marketing mastery. And we're going to look at why a lack of confidence in marketing or sales doesn't just hurt you, but it literally hurts your clients, the people you want to serve. We'll go over my transformational marketing method, and then we're going to talk about how and why you can charge more and still have your clients be raving fans. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, after I've given you as much as I possibly can, for those of you who think this sounds great, I love this idea, and want to take it to the next step, I promise to tell you how to take this work further. So that's what we're going to do today. Phew.
Okay. That's great. It sounds like a lot. I'm really excited because I think I know you just have such great information. So I know you've mentioned this a little bit already, but maybe, again, if you could just say, who would you say is in the perfect position if they're on this call?
Well, I want to explain what I mean by transformational entrepreneurs, and I did a little bit, but when I've said this sometimes at live events and groups of people, people almost lean forward in their seats and go, "Yes, that's me." Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting when you don't think of yourself as a coach or a healer but you say, "Wow, I'm a transformational entrepreneur. I bring transformation into people's lives," which is cool, and a lot of people do that. But some few have chosen to make business out of it. Mm-hmm. And that's a unique combination, and I really want to honor the people who are in that position on this call listening today, because I know you have invested a lot of time and money in getting great at the transformation you provide, and you may not feel as confident or comfortable in your business aspect, and that's what we're going to work on today.
Okay, great, great. So tell me more. So I want to know more about your transformational marketing method.
Oh, great. Well, I'm going to encourage people to take notes, because I know I tend to talk a little fast, and there's only three steps, but I want to explain each one of the steps and actually give you an example of sort of what to do wrong and what to do right. I find that always really helps me when somebody is talking like this. So step one of the transformational marketing method is connect with your client's pain. I want you to write that down. Connect with your client's pain. And now I want to explain that, because as transformers, we tend not to talk about pain, right? We tend to live in the arena of possibility. But when someone has a struggle, something that they might come to you to get help with, that's what I'm calling your pain. Now, it may not be literally a physical pain. It might be something like, you know, I wish I had a boyfriend if you're a relationship coach, or I'm not getting the relationship I want with my significant other, or if you're a business coach, it's going to be, I'm not making enough money, or if you're a healthcare practitioner, it might be physical pain, or I can't sleep, or I don't feel well, or something like that. So that's the pain that I'm talking about. And what I find with a lot of transformational entrepreneurs is they don't use the client's language of pain. Instead, they're using their own language of process. Now, let me give you a very concrete example to explain this. I went to a networking event once, and there was a naturopath there who said to me something like, you know, well, are your organs out of balance? And I'm like, I don't have any clue if my organs are out of balance. He's like, well, if they are, you know, we can help you get them in balance. I can give you herbs or do energy work or something like that. And she was completely not speaking a language that connected with me at all. Now, if she had said something like, do you have enough energy during the day? Are you feeling like tired all the time? Or do you have trouble sleeping at night? Or something like that, that might have connected with me. Now she's talking in the language, the pain language of the client, rather than in her own process. Because nobody goes out going, oh, I really wish I could balance, you know, my organs. They go saying, I don't have enough energy, or I, you know, can't sleep at night, or I wish I could lose weight, or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you really have to identify that language that your clients are speaking. And what I like to say is what's waking them up at 3:00 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love it, because as an EFT practitioner, I know there are a lot of EFT practitioners who just love their modality. As coaches, you know, I trained as a coach. I'm a certified coach. We love our process. But nobody is waking up in the middle of the night going, oh, if only I could remove these patterns of limiting beliefs that are keeping me from the life I want. They're waking up in the middle of the night going, I want more money, or I want more love in my life, or something like that. And that's the language that connects with them.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about this is as transformational entrepreneurs, we want to connect with our clients. We want to help them feel heard and help them feel validated and empowered to move. And this connection is the first step of that. Once we do that, then we can move them into transformation. Make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
But, yeah, I love that, balancing your organs. Who knows?
Right. I don't know if they're out of balance. You tell me. So step two is inspire them with transformation. So once you've taken them into, you've established that you understand their pain. You've discussed their pain, then you take them into what's possible, what's next out there that they can step into. And this is, again, where a lot of transformational entrepreneurs will fall down, really from a desire to be authentic and in integrity,
mm-hmm.
because what they'll say is something like, oh, I can't promise them transformation. I'll talk to them about, we'll coach together for 3 months, and there'll be 2 calls a month, and they'll be 45 minutes long, and that's not transformation. That's not what's getting you up in the morning. That's not what you want to do. What you want to do is make a difference in their lives. And so when you talk to them about what's possible, here's what you can actually experience. If you work with me, your marketing can be fun, easy, you can love it, you'll get more clients, you'll make lots of more money. Now, that's a result that I can provide, and I know that everybody on the call has something that they provide for people, whether it's a service or a product. And when you talk about the results, when you talk about the transformation that's possible, it's very, very, it's much more compelling, it's much more exciting, and it's motivating and empowering for your prospective clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's where transformational entrepreneurs go wrong. If you are tempted to say,
hi, everybody. I'm sure hope that you're enjoying the interview with Pamela. What I would like to do is just let you know that if this is of interest to you, because we've already gone probably just over 12 minutes in this call and in on this recording went for another hour, and Pamela covered off the rest of her transformational marketing tips. There was 5 of them, plus she covered more information, and she took me through a couple of rounds of EFT. She has a great story about Jack Canfield and how she took him through an EFT session. And I know that from people that listen to this class after the fact or actually during the actual call, they came away with some great ahas and the examples of going through the EFT that Pamela did with myself actually did wonders for them as well. So if you're interested in more, and this really is something that is of great excitement to you, as it is to me, please go and check out, it's on the information to the link to get the full download is on my website. So it is www.attractmorenow.com/main2, so MAIN and the number 2, /Pamela, PAMELA. And what you'll do is you should see this actually on the picture that's associated with this podcast. So you can see the list. You can see that there. Or if you just go to my website and check out the recommends section in my blog, you'll see it there as well. So again, it's www.attractmorenow.com/main2, MAIN, number 2, /Pamela. And you'll be able to get the whole download. You'll just have to go to her site. It still might actually say that, to sign up for this call, you've got to, just put in your information. Yes, still put in your information, but we know that the call is long past. And what will happen is you will get the full download. You will be sent that. So thanks again, everybody. I sure hope you are enjoying these kinds of series of interviews that I'm doing. I just want to keep bringing you things that are going to attract more into your life and into your business. Again, thanks so much. This is Karen Lanoue signing off from attractmorenow.com. Talk to you soon.